Welcome to Agayutut. On today's show, Esther will share more on being present in the here and now. Now, is there a Yupik way that you talk about staying and being observant in the here and now? Like in English, we say be in the here and now, but what would you say?
It's like this. Don't let your mind go ahead of you. That's how I translate in my mind when they say, stay here and now.
Right. And is there a Yupik way of talking about that?
Yeah. Yuchtuntu huat naiuksuni. Yochpet chiusga ngai taten. Huani umisasami uitasmutni. Huat yuchpni. Yon chukaluni huatn pilachtuk huani witan ritakamta. Yuwan kuk chiusga. Yuwan yoni angumafknaku. Which I said is, you're not even in time with your mind. When you think of here and now, umyochtkakavit, what do huanihua umi, pishkamik chikki umasimni, kaisun pichiksaganakpak, umyoka taumk pichikok, dois umyoka tovtkitfknani. Chappi kaatak ka pinrich nakluku unnoakusso. Toi hukko tauna chakka ka challak nrilamku umyom huk chiil humala. Umyok saksas tauna tkiichan pifknaku pinrich nakluku. And what I said was, when you plan the day, this afternoon, I'm going to do that. Your mind is telling you. And when you get to it, you decide not to do it. And I say, I'll do it maybe tonight. Or I'll do it. My mind is way ahead of me. Instead of, no.
Let's talk more about the mind. You were telling the students about how the mind can chase you down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I know. The mind, it's tricky. It can get us into trouble.
The mind is fantastic and very... Kasatun piska mumhting nakakayukutun. Umyom da unnoqoqan pisuqaakut. Our mind, because it's got its own world. Umyom da pisuqaakut. Our mind is hunting us down every day, every minute. And when you go with the negative, and stay on it and be stuck on it, then that's when your mind catch you and
like
grab a hold of you and won't let you go. Huinga huang nung dut lasrit umyok suki. And like for say, if something bad happened in the past and I'm there, stuck with it. Umyom. Down at Yuluku Huankutun, Isle, Kmatikutslutasu, Plurk, Agunaja, Asinrilnuk. Something that happened in the past that was, say, like traumatized. If I grab onto it, if I stay there and not trying to move forward, it got me.
Yeah.
Snared.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about what you're saying is Western researchers have found that our brains can get stuck neurologically by our thoughts. The way that we think can actually shape how our brain is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I really appreciate. Yeah, I really.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, they caught up with you because you and your ancestors already teach so much about the power of the mind and being careful with the mind, because, like you say, it can lead us away from things that are good, and it can get us trapped. If you're cutting fish, but your mind is trapped somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah. Chan kak auluk kumku jahlun kum yacht knani chaliagatinuk tawam pituflan rit kakput yakluku chalislu nrst kai. Kin kunun suchik kit kaput tama kutum yoksuki ilam tasu nakkait im kunakkliniut pen tsarnakkliniut tsarlukun gaslaanik jan gassitkhank yoht qfknani talilu kin kut tuf qakakkatn yoqluki qaillunlu taqkuvut nqliun gamkwall jamk kingunra mannuitluku toatn paqamta lorluta tallaqlaraput pituflan ritingnaquurluniillu piuralq liitinqarluni makut mai tiulamta alqquutait.
When we work on any kind of fish
or any food that we have to consume, we have to do it mindfully. No sloppiness, no messiness, any parts that we won't use, that has to be in another container. The ones we have to consume is in another container.
You're cutting fish, for example, and if you're really focused on the fish, does your mind ever get you stuck on something far, far away, or do you keep your mind right on the fish?
My mind is focused only on the fish. I want it to be perfect. I want it to be well cut and prepared. And I wonder too, I have to try to the best of my knowledge to be perfect. I don't want it to go waste.
And what happens? What about if your fish? What if you're cutting, and your mind starts to trap you in negative thinking or thinking about the past? Or what if you get trapped like that while you're cutting fish?
What I do is, I keep bringing back the lessons I learned from my mom. Because cleanliness, something like that, and messiness or whatever, they don't mingle together. When the ugly things start coming, I don't want it. Because what I'm working on is a sacred, a gift that I have to work on. So I scream and shout at my mind, knowing that everything hears what you say. So I don't want to think. I don't want to think like that. I stop. I don't want to think like that. I don't want to think like that. Go away, go away. In the name of our Creator, go away, go away. I don't want to think. I don't want to think like that. See, that's how I fight. Fight, even though I'm not perfect. You know, I just fight it with the tools I believe in.
You said one time that that was, to you, that's how you cut fish mindfully. And when you're cutting fish, what kind of values do you like to have when you're cutting the fish?
Love, of course.
that's delicious, really fish that's made with love.
Yeah, really, really deep appreciation for this one came to me for me to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
respect.
And do you think that the way you're thinking comes out in their fish?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. My mom always tell me, whatever you're working on, fish, or you're making clothing, or you're doing something, if you had good thoughts, it'll be equal to your...
Oh, what you create?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever you're working on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Kind of a nice balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you want to explain, say, the part about, you know, the cutting of the fish and doing it mindfully? Do you want to say that more in Yupik? And about how you think it will come out in the fish?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I understood, Yuktan. So I was going to ask you about another way, why it's important to try to stay in the here and now and what's happening in this. And I was thinking about, you know, I found a place for you to get some mouse food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just going to take you out there. But it's up to you to... You're the one who's going to have to be very observant.
Yes.
And aware. Could you talk a little bit about that, about how important that awareness is to survival and being able to be really present and aware of everything around you right now? For survival, even.
First off, if I'm going to go out mouse hunt, mouse nut hunting.
Yes. Which you will.
And I know it's what my ancestors did long ago.
Mm.
And I haven't done it. So I go to elder and ask questions. I have never done this, but what are some things that I should know before I go out there? To be on the safe side.
Mm-hmm.
And after I am told what to do, then I go out with that in mind. Only that, and not let other stuff disturb my mind, but thinking of what I was told by another elder, I'm looking with full awareness and being right here and now looking for mouse food.
And what kind of signs would you be looking for?
I would be looking for the piles of dirt that are like little tiny bumps, and that tells me here's a little hole. Mice have been busy making a house somewhere under the ground.
Yeah.
And taking out the dirt from under the ground and piling it right here as a mark. Marker for me to see, and the house is somewhere in there. So I go around, stepping it all around, until I come to the spot where it's kind of, I swing up and down, kind of soft. Rest of the ground is hard because it's frozen.
Right, but you're looking for the
house.
The storage place.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, it's open and it's a cavern inside, yeah, like a cave. Okay.
So when I get that and I feel it with my feet, I go around and around in that circle and right around where my footprints are. The middle is nice, soft around. So I get my little axe. First, I chop it, not all the way, but I pick it, peek in there, and if I see plenty, that's when I can chop it all the way across and take the whole...
Oh, like a lid.
Whole roof. The ceiling. And there they are.
Now. The big question, do you take all of them?
No, because I won't be happy if my things are stolen from me. And that's how the mice will.
So you have, that's beautiful, because you have empathy for the mouse.
Yes.
I like that. That's cool.
And I compare myself with the mouse. Mouse has these to pick.
Their little hands.
And just put here. One piece the mice has to use. All four legs and bring them to the house.
It took a lot of
work. Storage. One by one.
Wow.
One by one. Can you imagine how many days it takes?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. And I don't do that. I have two hands, and I can put them in a sack all at once and take them home. I can do that. The poor mouse
one at a
cannot.
Time. Can you imagine if you could only take one, go home, come back, one, go home, come back?
That'll drive me nuts.
You wouldn't be patient. We don't have the patience for that. So how much do you leave for the mouse?
If I have to take all of them, I have to have something in return.
Okay.
It could be rice. It could be crackers.
Okay.
You know, it's modern day.
Leave a little Sailor Boy cracker in there. Yeah.
And then I could bring how many boxes of cereal?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Okay.
Trade them.
It's bartering.
Yeah.
It's a trade, yes.
Yeah. Well, when you bring it home, and these are nuts that I'm aware of from my hometown.
And we should add, they're extremely clean. They're very clean, right? the mouse cleans them.
Sometimes mice, or maybe all the animals, are like us. When they store, some are clean. You don't have to clean them.
Mm-hmm. Very mindful.
Some are messy.
Uh-huh. They're like humans.
Yeah.
Some store their mouse food mindfully.
Uh-huh.
Some just throw them in a corner and walk away.
Yeah. And the dirty ones you can also take.
And clean.
And you can do the cleaning when you get home. On the other hand, when you come to neat ones, you can just bring them home, put them in a
container,
fill it with water, and wash them. Really good. Wash them. Rinse them. Keep rinsing them. And then when that is all done, you put them in a pot, fill it with water, and you cook it.
Oh, and then do you eat it by the spoon? Wait, do you put it into some of your cooking or just eat it like a soup?
This special mouse nut pick, like so. Mm. They come in different. Some are round, some are square, some are long.
Right, like a lot.
Yeah. After you cook it, drain it. When it's cooled off, you cut them in little slices like you slice carrots.
Uh-huh.
And inside is pure white because they come from the root. These are the roots of reed, grass, reed.
Oh, reeds.
Yeah.
Okay.
R-E-E-D.
Yeah, okay.
They're the roots.
Hmm.
And the mice can...
Now, going back to what we started with on this, what I think is so beautiful about this story is how much mindfulness is in the story. Like, you had to be observant with your eyes,
mm-hmm,
for the little mound. You had to use your body through your feet to feel where it goes down a little bit, where the storage part is. And then you also used your heart, your compassion and
mm-hmm,
empathy
mm-hmm,
for that mouse, and being able to understand how much work the mouse put in,
mm-hmm,
and feeling for that. I know. The poor one at a time. Couldn't we say that a lot of things in life are just like that story?
Yes, yes.
The mindfulness, the awareness, the empathy, compassion, trying to understand the other person and what they might, all the work they may have done or who they are. Even if we're not like them, but we can still kind of feel.
Yeah.
And using, especially surviving out on the tundra, just using our whole body and senses in the here and now. Because if you kept your mind thinking about something in the past or something that's not even happening right now, you would miss seeing that mouse dirt,
yeah,
the mound. Or you could walk along and not even notice that it's bouncing a little,
yeah,
bit in one place.
You know,
you could miss all that if,
yeah,
your mind took you someplace else.
Yes. Big disturbance when you're not here and now. I'm doing this right now. Your awareness helps a lot when you're concentrating on here and now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So when we're... You know, when we're in the here and now, when we're trying to be present, another big word that goes with that is being able to accept what's happening with you, good or bad,
mm-hmm,
and to let it pass through you. So one thing we talked about one time was how if something good happens, we think, oh, I want to grab on to this good thing forever.
Yeah.
But when we do that, we actually make ourselves suffer.
You know, when you put another thing that I have to be careful is, and this is me, I don't know about other people, I don't have to put my hope too high.
Mm-hmm.
I still can hope, but for example, the great big mistake I made was one of my family members went into treatment for alcohol, abusing all the time. My hope exploded.
Oh.
Way beyond.
Okay.
That member of my family is going to be sober from now on until forever.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the unknown part.
Mm-hmm.
See? Not being here and now. And, oh, my heart was overflowing with joy. My mind was dancing up and down. You know, that's the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I thought. Not being right here. And me thinking like that, I went away from appreciating this moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I learned from mm-hmm. that I should not go to the area where I don't know. And I should appreciate this minute.
When that person in our life gets sober, and then we get really hopeful, they're going to be sober forever. And then when they fall off the wagon, we get extra mad at them because they disappointed our dream. And we have to sometimes remember that was our dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their fault that my dream
mm-hmm.
got broken because I put my mind in the future.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, they're forever going to be perfect now. And it reminds me, just appreciate who they are right now. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's going to happen. So in a way, our own mind can create hardship.
Yes.
But we blame it on other people.
Yeah.
But we did it our own minds in a way.
And I'm sure many of us have something had happened negative in the past. Once we accept that and let it go and move forward, the door will be open for you to enjoy this moment, and it will never go away. Because
mm-hmm.
you have already accepted what happened in the past, and you let it go. And when you forgive something, if you did it from the bottom of your heart, and that's accepting. And sometimes they say it can be wiped off your mind. No, it doesn't. What happened stays up here, but you're not being eaten up by it.
Mm-hmm.
In a bad way. By moving forward, you're helping yourself. And to know that what happened in the past, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
And you can't go back and unwind and do things over. No. There's no way how we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But look at them like your jewelry.
Yeah, well, I've heard you talk about things that have happened in your past, even things that are really hard, are now your treasures.
Yeah, they're my jewelry.
Your jewelry, mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you for listening to Igayutit, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.